July 14, 1923. Expectation of a new era. The surest sign that it is near. As I was in my usual state, my good Jesus came, but all afflicted. It seemed to me that he could not detach from me, and all goodness, he told me, "My daughter, I've come to make you suffer. Don't you remember when I wanted to chastise men, and you did not want me to, wanting to suffer yourself in their place? And I, in order to make you content, told you that instead of doing 10, for love of you, I would do 5. Now the nations want to fight against one another. And those which believe themselves to be the most powerful are taking up arms to their teeth in order to destroy the weak nations. This is about total destruction, my daughter. This is why I have come to make you suffer, to give you that 5 which I promised you. My justice will give to fire and water the power of the office which they contain, in order to destroy peoples and entire cities. Therefore, a little bit of your suffering is necessary in order to reduce these chastisements by half." Now, while he was saying this, he moved in my interior, as though holding many instruments in his hands. And as he moved them, pains and sufferings were formed, with such stretching of all my members, that I don't know how I remained alive. And when he would see me moaning and shivering because of the intensity of the pains, with an air of one who has triumphed over everything, Jesus would say to me, "You are life of mine, and with my life I can do whatever I want." And he would continue his crafting of making me suffer. May everything be for the glory of God, for the good of my soul, and for the salvation of all. And then, afterwards, he added, "My daughter, the whole world is upside down, and everyone is waiting for changes, for peace, for new things. And they themselves gather to discuss about it and are surprised that they are unable to conclude anything and come to serious decisions. So, true peace does not arise. And everything resolves into words, but no facts. And they hope that more conferences may serve to make serious decisions, but they wait in vain. In the meantime, in this waiting, they are all in fear, and some are preparing for new wars, some hope for new conquests. But with this, the peoples are impoverished, are stripped alive, and while they are waiting, tired of the sad present era, turbid and bloody, which enwraps them, they wait and hope for a new era of peace and of light. The world is exactly at the same point as when I was about to come upon earth. All were awaiting a great event, a new era, as indeed occurred. The same now. Since the great event, the new era in which the will of God be done on earth as it is in heaven, is coming, everyone is awaiting this new era, tired of the present one, without knowing what this new thing, this change, is about. just as they did not know it when I came upon earth. This expectation is a sure sign that the hour is near. But the sure sign is that I am manifesting what I want to do, and that turning to one soul, just as I turn to my mama in descending from heaven to earth, I communicate to her my will and the goods and effects it contains to make of them a gift for the whole of humanity.